Oh, I'm going to add that one to my running playlist.
Me too. That's I'm going to put beat. That in my head.
And good words and everything.
I'm going to get so much done.
Yeah.
That gets you moving.
Well, that's the single. It's called Girly for God, and we are lucky to have the artist join us right here on Palmetto Mornings on this Tuesday edition of our great radio show. You're listening to us on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. We're looking at about 39 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103, and you should, because we've got the artist right here in studio. And listen to us on our app. It makes it so easy. It's WRHI. You can find it. Just download it. It's free. And then Facebook Live, which is something that, you know, we're part of now, so we can be very interactive with our listeners and our viewers and learn more about how you're feeling today. Hope it's well. If you're not feeling good, our next guest going to make you feel better. All right.
Her name is Anitra. She is a singer and songwriter from right here in Rock Hill. That was her debut single. It's called Girly for God. And good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me here.
Oh, appreciate my goodness. Well, that's a good song. Talk a little bit about the song. What's the meaning of it? What do you want people to feel? Give us some of the behind the scenes.
Okay, so Girly for God came about because I'm always saying, hey, girlies, to my friends when I see them. So I said when I come out with the song, I was wanting to put personality behind it. And I also wanted to give the message that God is the head of my life. And so I just mixed the two. I said, how can we make this fun and be girly with it? Like, that's why I talk about hair and nails and everything like that.
Yes.
And so it came to fruition like that. And Dark Eye, Mr. Dark Eye, made me realize that it was an entire brand. It's like when you listen to the whole song, you see everything that the song talks about. So that's how it came about. Hmm.
I love it. Now, of course, you're talking about Morris here. He is producing for you. And managing your career. How did the two of you meet?
Wow. Okay, we go way back. Yeah, we grew up together in the same neighborhood, went to the same schools, all that good stuff. So we just kind of reconnected when she joined Facebook about 2 years ago. We're in 2018. So.
Yes.
Yeah, that happened, and she seen me promoting that I do management and music, and she's been singing all her life, so everybody was just waiting on this moment to happen. So, you know, God's timing is God's timing, so we here.
That's very true. So when you have a song like we just heard, Girly for God, Anitra, what comes first? Does the beat come first? Does the songwriting come first? For those that love listening to music but do not know how the singer-songwriter marriage comes together. Walk us through that process.
Oh, well, the songwriting came first.
Okay.
And then I knew, like, how I wanted it to go. I knew I wanted it upbeat. So then I contacted my manager here. And I said, can you find me a beat? I said, I like bass, the southern bass that, you know, you used to listen to in the 90s. And so it's like he found the perfect beat. And then we just all put it together. I had to tweak the song a little bit, take out a little bit of words and put some back in. But after he found the beat, it all just went together like a puzzle and it worked out just like that.
You know, timing, like you said, is everything. Sometimes you have to live a little bit to be able to reflect enough to understand how powerful your experiences can be in other people's lives, you know, and it really can become a ministry. So now you've got this great song, a hit song. You've got beginning. What's next? What's your vision?
Well, we have some videos coming soon for this song, and we have other songs that's coming about in the upcoming future. And what else did we discuss about?
Yeah, we got a lot that we discussed. So we get music videos, of course, more content on social media. She does a great job with posting and creating content on social media as well.
Thank you.
And it's crazy because she didn't even want to get on social media, but now she's like a pro. We're creating content.
Oh, great.
But yeah, and we're also getting ready to audition for The Voice.
Oh,
so yeah, we're going to do that. So we're preparing for that. So yeah, we got some stuff coming up.
Speaking of your
so
voice,
excited that you're here today talking to us. Remember us when.
Very true. But we were just talking before we went on about you've got such a unique voice that's so like pleasant to the ears.
Thank you.
And we were just asking, do people really like their own voices? And you do, which is nice, but you stand out in the crowd, right? And that's what the show, The Voice, is all about, finding that unique voice and mm-hmm. you've got the talent too, being a songwriter, you know, you can kind of control your own destiny instead of having everyone write something for you, which is also good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But we've seen the folks, what we have learned about the music industry, those that can write their own music and then perform it mm-hmm. seem to do better in the industry as over time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And having the right manager
that's a good point.
Is so vital.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're a little biased.
Definitely. Well, I know you are. Yeah. I love you. I love y'all, too. Love y'all, too. Y'all know that.
Yeah. Well, if you were the wrong manager, I don't think I would have included a wink, wink.
Yeah. I already know that.
But seriously, I mean, we've seen this happen. I mean, even as big as Taylor Swift is, when it came to the rights of her music, somehow they got lost. Mm-hmm. And she had to figure out a way and was taken advantage of, I think.
She was.
And
she was.
So you have to, from coming out of the gate strong, mm-hmm. doing it, you can do it fast or you can do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the fact that you are really, you know, building something that is based on your faith.
Yes.
You know, and really taking a leap of faith.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
What do you do when you're not singing?
Working and take care of my son. Well, okay. He's 15 now, but still.
So this is, the timing is great.
Exactly.
Yeah. Who are your musical influences, Anitra? Who do you like look up to, or who do you would like to pattern your career after?
Well, my favorite of all time is Luther Vandross. I loved his voice, mm-hmm. and Whitney Houston. Mm-hmm. And also Mariah Carey. We were just talking about this the other day when she had Music Box. I was trying to hit the high note, but I can't hit the high note. But those are some of my musical influences there. Yeah.
It's so funny because I can hit the high note, but I can't hit all the other notes.
Oh, really?
So I don't know what that is. If you want me just to add in something, I can do that. So tell me what you want us to know about you. I see you've got a lot right there.
She comes prepared.
Yes. Well, I was born and raised in Rock Hill, still here. I'm a botanist for USDA. That's pretty much it about me. I've been singing at church in Rock Hill all my life, from childhood up still to this day. And that's pretty much it.
And you have a son?
Yes, he has a song.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's awesome. Yes. Does he like it when you sing?
No.
And I only ask that.
That's the only reason why.
I have, you know, my kids, a couple of them really loved, couldn't get enough of me singing them to sleep at night and things like that. And then I had a couple that said, could we not do that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Teenage life now.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Morris, what else do we want to know about Anitra?
I couldn't wait to dive in because she's so humble.
Yeah.
But she has been one of the hardest, I'm going to say probably the hardest working artist I worked with this year. So committed. We started meeting in February. We meet weekly. She never missed a meeting. She would always make sure she was there, even if she had to move the day. I mean, just she did that and extra. Whatever it is that was needed to be done, she started giving me stuff to do. You know what I mean? Like, she began to motivate me, you know, and encourage me with her work ethic. You know, I like to call it cash, commitment, availability, sacrifice, hard work. And she got all four.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's amazing.
Well, what's great, Morris, when you bring artists on the show, faith is always the main theme.
Absolutely.
And we've talked about this before. It has now become more and more mainstream to sing about your faith and to mention the words God and Jesus.
Yeah.
And at a time, it was not as mainstream. You could do it, but you were just going to be in a certain circle. But now those gates have opened where a lot of people have welcomed that music. And it is a little different over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say modern in a bad way, but it's got more of a beat to it along those lines. And if it brings people to talk about their faith or to speak openly about their faith at a time where sometimes you're shunned or, you know, pushed away to do so, it's nice to be able to have an outlet like music to be able to do that and encourage other people to also take that leap of faith, as Patty was mentioning earlier, to maybe step outside of their comfort zone and maybe approach someone and ask them to pray with them or something along those lines. Do you hope that translates with a lot of your music?
That's one of the main purposes of the song, but you know, to have fun, to grab the attention and let them know that it's okay, you know, that you can have faith and have a little bit of fun as well.
I think that's the key right there. there, right? Mm-hmm. I think, especially raised here in the Bible Belt, we have learned it's one way or the other. And it can be a little bit of both, but with perimeters in place as well.
It's amazing, too, when you're living your purpose and you're doing it for a greater reason than just the vanity and all that comes in this industry. There is courage that I would imagine you never even realized you had.
Oh, that's a good one. Yes, that's definitely
a
good one.
It took a lot to do this leap, you know, at this stage in my life. But I was like, I felt like it was more of a calling, and it was a wake up call that I kept having. And I was like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So start doing it.
All right, well, the artist Anitra, remember her from right here in Rock Hill. She's going to audition soon for The Voice. Good luck. During that experience, don't forget about us. But what we've learned about you in 7 minutes, you're humble and you love your roots for sure.
And Morris, real quick, tell me again, CASH, the acronym. What's it stand for?
Commitment, availability, sacrifice, hard work.
Love it.
Hard work. And real quick too, anything y'all want to know about Anitra, you go to girlyforgod.com.
Okay, perfect. Is that where we can look at the single too as
everything.
Well? Everything. Okay, perfect. All right. Well, good luck, my friend.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for starting us off on the new year on the right foot. We appreciate it.